One other question about this situation of patients who are not refractory to proteasome inhibitors is the potential strategy in a patient who has relapse on, for example, len maintenance, of increasing the dose of lenalidomide and adding in elotuzumab. Can you talk about what we know about elotuzumab with lenalidomide in general and about that specific strategy?
Yeah, so what we know about elotuzumab is obviously it's an effective drug, but doesn't work well by its own. So the single agent activity is almost not there. All the activity that we have seen with elotuzumab is either in combination with lenalidomide or with pomalidomide or with bortezomib. So clearly it has to be used in combination. So specifically in terms of, when you look at the data with the elotuzumab, lenalidomide, dexamethasone from the ELOQUENT study, almost a 6-7 month improvement in the progression-free survival compared to lenalidomide dexamethasone. It's a very well-tolerated drug. Infusion reactions can happen, but mostly in the initial dose or two. Specifically speaking to the strategy of increasing lenalidomide and adding elotuzumab, again, the data is limited to a small fraction of patients who went on the ELOQUENT trials with prior exposure to lenalidomide. I think it's certainly a viable strategy. The catch there is why the patients went on a lower dose of lenalidomide. What happens with the lenalidomide, again, if they went down on the dose because of hematological toxicity, then going up on the dose sometimes is not feasible. But if they can tolerate a higher dose, I certainly would consider doing that, especially in patients with indolent relapse, where we might be able to get a considerable amount of time by using this combination, and then we can use other drugs that are still out there.
We'll hear more about elotuzumab and your algorithm as we go along, but I am curious what your thoughts are about how elotuzumab actually works specifically.
So again, like all the monoclonal antibodies, I think they have shown multiple mechanisms. Clearly, there's activation of the NK cells, which seems to enhance the anti-myeloma immunity. There are other, obviously, antibody-dependent cellular cytotoxicity seems to play a role. The typical combination of immune effects that you see from many of the monoclonal antibodies, they all seem to play a role. Now, what is the major component of that anti-myeloma activity? Again, it's hard to know. In that milieu, obviously, multiple mechanisms are in action, especially since it's being used in combination with an immunomodulatory drug.